Next patient, Leah, last name Lockwood. Letter addressed to Dr. Laura Zelenak, New Line. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to evaluate your patient history. This is a 71-year-old Caucasian female with multiple medical problems, including history of CKD and history of obesity, in addition to arthritis. New Line, the patient has been followed on regular basis in the past for her underlying CKD. And the patient is here today to establish care and for future follow-up. The patient denies any complaints related to her kidneys. The patient told me that many years back she was told that she had an anomaly on the right kidney and that her right kidney is smaller than the left. New line. The patient at that time being evaluated for a kidney stone, which was non-obstructing and didn't need any other intervention. Past medical history, obesity with history of bariatric surgery, history of kidney stone, small right kidney with CKD, arthritis, hyperlipidemia, vitamin D and B12 deficiency, and lymphedema. Past surgical history include lumpectomy for benign breast mass, bariatric surgery, including gastric bypass, rotator cuff surgery. Review of systems, the patient has history of lymphedema, otherwise the review of system is unremarkable. Social history, the patient works for an insurance, being self-employed, she lives with her husband. Allergies, the patient is allergic to penicillin. Social history, no tobacco, alcohol or illicit drug intake. New line on examination, her blood pressure is 160 over 98. The patient is telling me that her blood pressure has always been normal in the range of 110 to 120 period. Head and neck exam is remarkable, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, extremities, she has bilateral lymphedema. Her lab showed a creatinine of 1.3, electrolytes are normal. Assessment and plan, number one, CKD stage 3, and as a baseline, I'd like to obtain ultrasound of her kidneys. Number two, secondary hyperparathyroidism, the patient had evidence of vitamin D deficiency, was a level as low as less than 5, so she'd been taking ergocalciferol 50,000 units weekly, and this has managed to bring her vitamin D level to a normal level of 30. I'd like to check her intake BTH to rule out secondary hyperparathyroidism and to make sure that the kidney is doing its job in activating vitamin D. Other diagnoses include number 3, B12 deficiency, and she's getting replacement. Number 4, lymphedema. Number 5, history of gastric bypass for bariatric surgery. New line, thanks again for the care request to evaluate your patient, and patient will be re-evaluated in 6 months' time. New line, sincerely.